You know, if there's one guy in Mexico who's really changed the dynamic, and by dynamic I mean the violence in Mexico, it's Miguel Ángel Treviño Núñez 40. He's the guy who basically introduced a lot of the horrific acts we've seen over the last 8-9 years, over the last decade, beheadings, corpses hanging on bridges. But also, he is one of the few with real strong binational ties, binational roots between Mexico, in this case, Nuevo Laredo, and Laredo and North Texas. So I think it's very significant for both sides of the border.
What can you tell me about his ties to North Texas and to Dallas in particular?
When you look at his long history of crime, he came of age as a criminal in North Texas. Yeah, I mean, he started basically his career with hauling commercial trucks that were filled with marijuana. And this was back in the early 1990s, 94, I want to say. He later returns to Nuevo Laredo, works as a car washer for one of the top drug traffickers, and then moves out to, I mean, does stuff like cleaning chimneys. But I think by then he understood the significance of Dallas. He understood the whole distribution importance and the market itself. And the other thing that a lot of people don't realize is he understood that this is where Dallas was the place also to find illegal weapons. And so that became kind of his operation. Aside from the fact that a lot of his family members were still living there. But I've talked to people who said, you know, he was just fascinated with Dallas because it was a place where the whole immigrant experience was really a reality. You know, people came from nothing, and then suddenly you're surrounded with this beautiful city and the lights and so forth. So even when he became a set, one of the most feared, tough, top leaders of the paramilitary group, he still liked to cross the border illegally and just hang out in Dallas for weekends.
I've read that Dallas was his playground. How so?
Dallas was his playground because this was a place where he recruited people, gang members who became elements of the Zetas. This was a place where he found the market. But also, he had a thing for example, strip bars. He loved going to strip bars, loved going to fancy restaurants. His niece got married at the Adolfo's Hotel, invited one of the biggest bands in Mexico to play. Many U.S. investigators who I've talked to say, you know, Dallas kind of made him feel like he had made it. This was his American dream.
I don't think he's been seen in Dallas for years now, since 2005, but his family is still here. Is there any way to gauge a reaction from them?
We did try to reach out to them. They've said no countless times. The last time I tried to approach him was during the trial of his brother, who faced allegations and was convicted of money laundering through horse racing. But his mother was there and his sister was there, and I tried reaching them. They declined to comment.
That's journalist Alfredo Corchado. He's the author of Midnight in Mexico and is at the Dallas Morning News. We reached him in Mexico City. Alfredo Corchado, thank you so much.
Un placer. Thank you, Lauren.